Welcome to Breaking It Down with D'Anthony, with your host, Devin Anthony. Welcome to the latest edition of Breaking It Down with D'Anthony. There's a couple things to talk about, including golf and the NBA. So we're going to start off with Brooks Koepka. He's at the top of the golf game right now. Recently won the PGA Championship, shot 5 over on his final round on Sunday, which is actually tied for the worst anyone has ever shot on the final round and still won the PGA Championship. But he was able to play well on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and build himself a big of enough lead. And he ended up finishing at 8 under, which was 2 ahead of Dustin Johnson, who finished in second place at 6 under. Koepka has now won 4 majors, and he's, as I said, he's just ahead of the game. He drives the ball very well, hits good shots, usually putts well, and all around is a great player. He's a really strong player, which is why he drives the ball very well. Same thing with Dustin Johnson. So the U.S. Open is from June 13th to the 16th, and Koepka is the defending championship, defending champ, and that's one of the 4 majors. He has won, and he's favored to win it again this year. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. He's so confident going into every shot, and I personally wouldn't be surprised if he wins another major this year, especially the U.S. Open. And then the British Open, the last major of the year, is about a month later after that. So is the question is, will Tiger Woods win another major this year or next year? So he did win the Masters this year. Such a great comeback story, how he was able to pull that off. He did miss the cut by 1 stroke at the PGA Championship. Kind of just had an off day the first round of play, and he made a good recovery, but wasn't able to make that cut. It's not that I'm not scared that he's back to where he was a couple years ago. He's still looking good. He's still looking healthy. I think he just had an off couple of days. So he was on top of his game at the Masters. He dominated. And I think if he can just keep his body in good shape, then he could possibly make another run and win another major this year or next year. So that's really all I have to say about golf. Another thing I'd like to say is, will Ricky Fowler ever win a major? He's always been so close, always been up there, but for all the years he's been playing, he still's never won. And so hot take that I'm making is that I think I could see him. He's still a pretty young player. He has a lot of experience under his belt now. He's not a raw player anymore. I do think he can win a major in the next 2 or 3 years. I think it's going to come with a little bit of luck, but I think he's a good enough player to do it. And so now going into the NBA, the things that I love talking about the most. Starting off with the Golden State Warriors. Can't stand them. I'm a Lakers fan. Can't stand the Warriors. I don't like what they did building a super team. Don't like that they have a dynasty built for possibly the next 10 years. But that just is what it is, and that's my opinion. I know everybody has different opinions about it, so I'm going to dive a little bit into that later. The Warriors are back in the NBA Finals after winning the Western Conference Finals against the Portland Trail Blazers. They swept Portland without Kevin Durant, who suffered a calf injury in Game 6, I believe, of the Warriors-Rockets series, or Game 5 of the Warriors-Rockets series. Portland didn't necessarily get wiped. They actually dominated most of the games, but Stephen Curry is at the top of his game right now. He is playing out of his mind. He's shooting lights out. He scored 36 in Game 1, 37 in Game 2, 36 again in Game 3, and 37 in Game 4. And Game 4 went into overtime. It was a great game. And, of course, Curry stepped up and closed it out, and they were able to complete the sweep. So, as I was saying, Curry, he's just starting to play like he was in his MVP season again. or as some people would say, he's starting to play like his 2K self, because in 2K, you can take a shot with him anywhere and he'll make it. He's not necessarily the same player in real life, but he's actually starting to play like it now. And I don't like the Warriors, I've said that, but I'd much rather watch Curry play than KD. I just love how Curry moves on and off the ball, how he shoots, how he creates plays, and he's a really fun player to watch. So yeah, he's definitely had to step into the bigger role with KD being injured the whole series, and that Game 6 of Warriors-Rockets series where Curry shined and thrived again. He shined along with Klay Thompson, who's shooting well, and Draymond Green, who has impressed everybody, including me, who had a huge Game 4. He was huge the whole Portland-Golden State series, and he had 18 points, 11 assists, and 14 rebounds in that Game 4, and Curry also had a triple-double that game. So the pick-and-pop game they play sometimes is amazing to watch. The younger players in the Warriors are stepping up. Kevon Looney out of UCLA, Jordan Bell out of Oregon, two big men playing great for the Warriors. And those are guys who get drafted late into the rounds in the last couple of years, and they're okay with having that smaller role, and they're playing great. So, and it's really fun. I prefer watching the Warriors because they don't have as many All-Stars on the court. And it's just a lot more fun to watch them because the games are a lot closer. They're not necessarily as dominant, and they're not just blowing teams out. And I think it's better for the league. I think that it will be better for the league if Kevin Durant ends up leading this summer. And so that leads to the question, do the Warriors really need Kevin Durant or DeMarcus Cousins? Here's the thing. The Warriors won 73 games in 2016 without Kevin Durant. It beat the record. It beat Jordan's record with the Bulls. I think it was a 72 win season they had. But that year in the finals, they were up 3-1 against Cleveland, and they blew it. And LeBron just took over. Kyrie took over. And at Game 7, they pulled off an unbelievable comeback. Unbelievable. And I think the Warriors were too confident. Draymond Green did get suspended during that series. They probably could have won that series if he didn't get suspended. But that's just what happened, and they blew a 3-1 lead. And I think they panicked, and they should have closed it out. And then that summer, they pick up Kevin Durant. And it shocked everyone. I couldn't believe it. I was in fits for days. I argued about it. I couldn't believe it. I was just so mad about it. So, yeah, that's why I literally cannot stay in the Warriors even more now, is that not only do they pick up Kevin Durant, but they also pick up DeMarcus Cousins in the summer of 2018. I guess that puts them at 5 All-Stars, and it's kind of like, it's not good for the league if the Warriors are just dominating every single year. This is their 5th year consecutive going into the NBA Finals, and they've won 3 of those so far. So I think it'll be better for the league if DeMarcus Cousins and KD leaves, and I really don't think the Warriors need Kevin Durant. Every time Kevin Durant has gone down, Curry has stepped up. With Kevin Durant coming in, Curry did have to take a bit of a lesser role, which he's been fine with. They still have won 2 championships, so I think he's been okay with that. But it's just so much more fun to watch Curry when he has to step up into that role, and he's just such a good player, and he's starting to play like his MVP self again. And I think it's proving that the Warriors, maybe they don't need Kevin Durant. I think they dominate with or without him. I think they dominate a lot more with him, and that's just expected because of how good and dominant of a player and how versatile he is. So, yeah, as I said, they're already dominant, but they just become more dominant having 5 All-Stars, and they're building a super team and a dynasty for possibly the next 10 years. And I think how well Draymond has been playing with KD not being there, I think it proves that even more guys can step up for the Warriors with Curry in the lead and Klay Thompson in the lead, and they can thrive and succeed without Kevin Durant. And I think it proves every more reason for KD to leave this summer, to go to like a New York Knicks or the LA Clippers. And so here's my prediction. If KD ends up not playing all the final games, if he's not able to come back, if his calf is still injured, Or if he does come back but somehow doesn't win Finals MVP, I think he moves on. I think he moves on and tries to prove that he personally can carry a team. So if he goes to New York, who has the third pick, got a little bit unlucky in the draft lottery, so they could pick up like an RJ Barrett or something like that. That'd be the really only hope KD has, and I think it'd prove if he's able to get them to the Eastern Conference Finals at least, that can prove that he can prove himself that he's still one of the best players in the world, and that he really is dominant. And I think people have a lot more respect for him if he did that. Or the same thing if he went to the Clippers, who don't have many big names on their team. They're still a good team. They pushed the Warriors to 6 games when they played him in the series. But I think if KD ends up leaving, going to New York, going to LA, and still be able to thrive, then I would have a little bit more respect for him. And I wouldn't deny his greatness. I would say how great he is, in that he really is able to carry a team on his own. My other question is, so on the other side in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Raptors and Bucks are still battling out as of now. And so the question is, can the Raptors or Bucks beat the Warriors? So for the Raptors, Kawhi's been great this season. Also, great comeback story from his side. But enable for the Raptors to win, I think Kawhi would have to completely take over, and he also needs help from his team. Siakam's been playing pretty well. Kyle Lowry's been able to step up lately. Marcus Gasol, who they acquired at the trade deadline. Here's the thing about the Raptors. They're a team that could win or lose to anybody, just depending on the energy they have, especially the energy that Kawhi gives them. So if Kawhi's having an off night, the Raptors usually don't win games. Unless if Kyle Lowry plays absolutely out of his mind. But if Kawhi Leonard is not playing well, the Raptors usually do not play games. Do not win games, I mean. Here's the thing about the Warriors. Curry, when they have their 5 All-Stars on the court, Cousins, Thompson, Green, Curry, and KD, 2 or 3 of those guys can have off games, and they'll still easily win. Let's say Curry's held to 10 points, KD's held to maybe 15. But then a guy like Klay Thompson could go off for like 37. It's like there's no real match for the Warriors right now. I think it'd be a little bit more competitive if Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins ends up leaving. But there's no real good matchup. There's no like team that could really match up with them and compete with them. So enable for the Raptors to somehow win that series. They first got to win the Eastern Conference Finals. It's going to take a lot from Kawhi, and he's going to have to play out of his mind every single night. But as I said, I think the Warriors will be too much for them to handle, especially if Kevin Durant is back, and I think Golden State could win that series in 6. And the Bucks win the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's a much more interesting matchup. The Bucks play a lot bigger. They have a lot bigger guys than the Warriors do. The Warriors usually play kind of a small ball kind of thing. So I think if the Bucks can dominate the paint, if they could play good defense, I think they can compete, and they may or may not have a chance. However, I still think the Warriors are too good. They're too well-rounded. Giannis is a great player, but he sometimes does crack under pressure. I don't think he's experienced enough playing this far into the playoffs. And I also think Golden State win that series in 6. So that's kind of my take on golf and the NBA today. I try to do podcasts a lot more often in the future. And thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you guys soon.